The police on Monday said that four minor girl inmates have allegedly escaped from a government-run observation home for children in Thane district of Maharashtra, reported news agency PTI. The girls, in the age group of 13 to 17, hailed from Ulhasnagar, Thane, Uttar Pradesh, Bangladesh and Mankhurd in Mumbai, an official from Hill Line Police Station said, reported PTI. They allegedly escaped from the Thane shelter home at around 3:30 a.m. on Saturday, he said. The Thane shelter home's authorities searched for them at various places, including Kalyan, Ambernath and Ulhasnagar railway stations, reported PTI. After being unable to trace them, they filed a police complaint on Saturday night based on which a case was registered against an unidentified person under Bhartiya Nyay Sahita Section 137(2), kidnapping, the official said, reported PTI. Efforts were on to trace the minors, he added. Woman, 5 kin booked for kidnapping her husband in Thane. Police have registered a case against a woman, her brother and 4 other relatives for allegedly kidnapping her estranged husband in Maharashtra's Thane district, an official said on Monday, reported PTI. When the 44-year-old victim stepped out of his house at Punjabi Colony in Ulhasnagar area for some purchases on June 20, the accused caught hold of him and asked why he was not increasing the compensation amount to 15 rupees to 20 lakh for a compromise with his estranged wife, reported PTI. When the victim expressed his inability to meet their demands, they allegedly abducted him, took him to a dilapidated house and held him captive there till September 28, the official from Central Police Station in Ulhasnagar said, reported PTI. 2 persons were posted at the house to ensure the man did not escape and kept him under constant threat of death, he said, reported PTI. Based on the victim's complaint on Saturday, NFIR has been registered against his wife, her brother and 4 other persons under Bhartiya Nyay Sahita Sections 140(2), kidnapping or abducting in order to murder or for ransom, 351(2), criminal intimidation, 352, intentional insult with intent to provoke breach of peace, 115(2), voluntarily causing hurt, and 3(5), common intention, the official said. A probe was on into the case, with inputs from PTI.